Oh, hey, sweetie. Sorry for coming back so late. Some stuff came up at the lab and I had to stay longer than usual. Oh, you know how it is. The research assistants are always getting into trouble, and I'm the one who cleans up the mess. I don't really mind most of the time, but well, you know, isn't fun when that cuts into our time together. I saw a couple takeout bags in the kitchen. Did you pick up some food for us? Crap. Yeah, it was my turn to cook tonight, wasn't it? I'm sorry, babe. I got all wrapped up with this business at work and I just totally forgot and oh, I'm just feeling a little under the weather, actually. It's not a big deal though, just a headache and some flushed skin. Well, now that you mention it, the headache is pretty bad. And before you ask, yes, I made sure to drink plenty of water today. I even took some ibuprofen, but that didn't help. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know. Maybe I should take a nap or something, and at least I'd be able to cool down from everything that happened today. You should eat, though. I mean it. You've been waiting all this time, and I don't want my good boy going to bed on an empty stomach. Oh, thank you. But you don't have to worry about me, sweetheart. I'm sure I'll be fine in a couple of hours. Hey, don't be sad. You can watch a movie while I nap. Maybe one of those ridiculous horror movies I don't like. What's the name of the one you've been begging to see? Right, Psycho Goreman. Why don't you put on that while you eat? Doesn't that sound good? And I'll just be in the other room, so I can holler if I need you. Well, it would be nice to cuddle, but there's no reason for both of us to skip dinner. You're too sweet. My darling baby boy doing everything he can to make me feel better. Come home me when the movie's over, okay? No fussing. I'm the one who makes the decisions here, aren't I? So, if I tell you to enjoy yourself, that's what you'll do. And when you're done with that, we can snuggle close under the covers. I'll lie there in the perfect darkness of our room and let the steady beat of your heart lull me to sleep. Yeah, you'll be good, won't you, baby? Here, give me a little kiss. Who am I kidding? One kiss isn't going to be enough. I can never stop once I've had a taste of you. And I love holding you by your chin like this. Makes you so shy. Sweetie. Fuck, but I really should go to bed. This headache's only going to get worse if we go any further. Oh, baby, you have nothing to feel guilty about. I know it's been hard seeing me so stressed the past few weeks, but it isn't fair for you to beat yourself up about it. You are doing enough to help me. I mean, you've run yourself ragged trying to take care of me through all this. Listen to me, sweetheart. There are some things you can't fix. They can only be weathered. And all the sweet words and homemade cookies in the world won't change that, no matter how much you wish they would. It's okay, honey. I'm okay. You're all I need, got it? As long as I have my sweet baby boy, I know everything's gonna be all right. You make me so happy, sweetheart. It's such a relief to finally talk after a long day of work, tell you about everything that happened at the lab, and honestly, I don't think I could live without those massages you give me, or at least I'd probably be walking with a cane. Thank you, darling. It means a lot to hear that. I just hope you'll still love me when this storm has passed. No, you're right. It's just, I want to be the one you can rely on. Have you in my lap as I run my fingers through your hair and know that you feel completely safe. I want to be strong, so strong that I don't have to feel insecure or anxious again. Not used to this. It's all so confusing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. No, you're not being pushy, honey. That probably would help me clear my head. Yeah, just move over a little bit on the couch and I'll sit next to you. God, I didn't realize how much I needed this. To be held, surrounded by your scent. Baby, your skin is so warm, so soft. Just want to feel even more of you. Take off your shirt. Good boy. Let me run my fingers down those arms. Slowly trail them along your chest. Finally stop at your waist. I haven't used you to de-stress in a while, but that's why I've been so worked up. Maybe all I needed was to have my adorable little pet service me. What do you think, puppy? Yeah, me too. Stay still while I unbuckle your pants. Good boy. You're already hard down there. Mistress is going to grip your shaft and gently squeeze. Good boy. Moan into my mouth. You're so cute when you're being teased. If you keep whimpering like that, I won't be able to hold myself back. How about I use my other hand and play with those sensitive nipples of yours? Yeah. Do you like it when I rub them? You've gotten really stiff for me. Wonder how you'd react if I took one in my mouth and started sucking. Aw, look at you squirming. Poor baby boy. Trying so desperately to thrust in my hand. Do you want me to stroke you? Not yet. Darling, what did I tell you about holding your voice in? That's better. Let mistress hear all those moans and gasps. Babe, your hand. Wait, you don't have to worry about me, really. Just relax and let mistress do all the work. Oh, fuck. You're rubbing through my skirt. Wait. You belted, didn't you? The bulge in my underwear. God, I'm so stupid. If I'd just gone straight to bed, this never would have happened, but I just couldn't help myself from touching you, could I? Sweetie, I understand that this is a little shocking, and I doubt you really know how to respond right now, but before you say anything, I just want you to hear me out, okay? I don't expect you to forgive me for keeping this a secret. I really don't. So if you decide to just walk out the door when I'm through, I won't try to stop you. All I'm asking is that you listen to what I have to say. Do you remember how I told you I was being reassigned to a new project at work? No, I guess you wouldn't forget, especially that's why I've been so busy lately. Only I wasn't exactly telling the truth when I said that. I was taken off my last project at the lab, except they weren't moving me over so I could help a new team get its footing. In fact, I haven't even been in the lab for weeks. Not that lab, at least. I really shouldn't be telling you this. I mean, I sat through a whole orientation on why I shouldn't, but screw it. I can't keep lying to you. I was recruited to participate in the study of a certain unique sample, one obtained by the government and which required to be kept secret. An organic sample of non-terrestrial origins. I understand how ridiculous this must sound to you, but if you'll give me the chance, I can prove everything I've said. I have endless files, reports, things with my name on them that I could show you. It would be insanely illegal, but only if we got caught. Unfortunately, I also have some more physical evidence. Earlier today, I was working with the sample, not expecting anything to happen, and it started glowing. I did not know what to do. I mean, it hadn't reacted at all the entire time we'd been studying it. We thought it was in stasis, but for whatever reason, that alien being woke up. It was scared, of course, being trapped in the little room. It panicked. It tried to break free of the restraints. I was able to administer a dose of anesthetics, but not before it cut through my protective suit. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. It was barely a scratch. No one else even noticed it. I mean, they still put me through a brief quarantine and ran a bunch of tests, though, just in case. It all came up negative, and since they thought the suit was still intact, there was no reason to keep me there any longer. If I'm being honest, it was careless not to tell them I'd gotten injured. What if I'd been infected with some horrible disease, but I felt fine, and there were still mountains of papers I had to get to, so I just kept my mouth shut. And sure enough, I just started feeling odd toward the end of my shift. My body was hot, like it was achy with desire, and I could feel how wet I was getting. It was just making focusing on anything impossible. My thoughts just kept coming back to you. And I couldn't stop fantasizing about all the things I was going to do to my good boy when I got home, all the ways I would take you. And after about an hour of that agonizing lust, my body started to change. I mean, slowly, with no pain, but didn't make me any less nervous. And I was terrified. I didn't know what was happening to me. All I knew was that I wanted to get home. Maybe that was wrong to leave so quickly. Should have stayed there at the lab and let the other researchers figure out what that small cut was doing to my body. It was careless of me to come here, but this is where I feel safest, with you in our home. I was running on instinct at that point. I thought if I could just get here, then maybe everything would be right again. I'd take a nap in our bed, I would clear my head, and I knew you'd be at my side the whole time. Then when I actually saw you sitting there, I was hit with this wave of just shame and fear. I'm still not sure how you'll react when I take my clothes off, what you'll think when you see how I've changed. Are you sure you won't freak out? I love you too, sweetie, and I won't let this get between us. I'm so lucky I have you. I knew my good boy would make it all better. Okay, are you ready? I'm gonna take off my skirt and slip my underwear down my legs. There. Honey, you haven't said anything. You're just staring at it. At my tentacle. Oh, I knew it. It's horrifying, isn't it? You can't even just look at it. What? Yes? Yeah? You can touch it? Just be gentle. I'm really sensitive there. Yeah, I'm okay. I didn't know your hand would feel so good. Guess that makes sense, though. It's right where my clit would be. What is it like, rubbing my tentacle? This is only a hypothesis, but I think it lubricates itself, and that's why it's so slick. I guess this is interacting with the sample caused me to develop some kind of alien sexual organ. Oh, fuck. This is even better than I'd imagined. Every time you touch me, a bolt of pleasure goes through my whole body. I don't want you to stop. Good boy. Wrap your fingers around the base. Jerk mistress off. And it's getting hard? This feels really strange, but at the same time, so, so good. I mean, I was stroking your cock only a few minutes ago, and now. Pleasure just keeps building. I mean, my mind's gonna turn to mush at this rate. Whatever did this, it must have made me go into some kind of heat, too. I started getting turned on even before the tentacle grew. I had this sudden, inescapable urge to fuck you. Maybe this is how their species reproduces, or I was infected with the bizarre virus by accident. Oh, fuck. I don't care anymore. All I can think about is your soft fingers going up my shaft. Oh, good boy. Rub the head too? Wait, why did you stop? Sweetie, of course you can suck me off. I didn't want to ask you and risk pushing too far, but I guess I don't have to worry about that anymore. Make sure to go slow, okay? I'm pretty big and I don't want you to choke. Well, I'd rather work you up to that. There you go. Get on your knees for me, puppy. And take off those pants. You heard me. Strip. Such a pretty little pet, looking up at your mistress like that. Do you want to worship me? Yeah. Why don't you start by kissing the tip? Oh, good boy. God, I'm so wet. Oh, driving me fucking wild. Getting spoiled by my perfect boyfriend, using him however I want. Might not be able to live without this anymore. Don't look so concerned. In that case, you'll have to relieve me every day. You're used to that, aren't you? There's something coming out. Baby, are you sure you want to swallow that? We don't know how it might affect you. You're licking it all up, greedy little slut. You aren't gonna stop until I come, are you? Take as much as you can, baby. Do you like feeling me twitch in your mouth? Yeah? But it's a lot different than sucking a cock. Softer, but still stiff. Oh, you're so good with your tongue, sweetie. Glad I had you lube my strap with your spit so many times. Didn't think it would ever pay off like this, though. My perfect baby boy. I was so worried about how you'd react. Afraid that you might leave me all alone again. But you'd never do that, would you? No. You're mine. Of course you still love me. You still adore your caring mistress. I'm starting to get close. Can you take a little deeper, sweetie? There you go. Just relax. I'll put my hands on the back of your head and slowly push you down my thick cock. Oh God, it's practically moving on its own. Oh, my tentacle's fucking your throat, sweetheart. Can't get enough of watching you squirm. Hands gripping my thighs while you struggle for air. My sweet, submissive little boy. Fuck. I can feel something coming. I'm gonna be a little rougher, okay? Just tap me if you need me to stop. Good boy. Just let me, mommy, hold your head as she thrusts into you. I'm about to come. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna explode. Pumping my cum inside you, baby. Take it. Oh, swallow every drop. Oh, it's still coming. Oh, there's so much. That's my good boy. You suck me dry. Yeah, clean mommy up. Are you okay? It's just that was pretty intense. Baby, you're crying a little. Wasn't too hard on you, was I? Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you deep throat a tentacle for the first time. You sure you're all right, though? How did it taste? That's not what I expected. Strawberry? Really? Well, at least it was sweet. I'll feed you even more if you like. I'm still really worked up, baby. I don't know if your mouth is gonna be enough for me this time. It's okay. It'll just be like taking my strap. Promise I'll be really gentle. But if you're even slightly reluctant, you have to tell me, got it? I never force myself on you. Hey, and if it comes down to it, I'm sure I can finish myself off. So don't worry at all. You've been wonderful tonight. Yeah. And you aren't just saying that to make me happy, right? All right, let's go to the bedroom. Oh, is my pet trying to take the initiative? Are you just so pent up that you couldn't wait any longer? I took you right to the edge earlier, stroking that beautiful cock of yours. You were so naughty, touching me down there. I didn't get to finish you off. Don't think I didn't see how hard you were gagging on my shaft. Thought you might even come just from swallowing my load. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I wasn't really thinking clearly then. I forgot to give you permission. Such a shame. I bet it would have felt amazing, squirting all over the place when I emptied myself down your throat. Hey, there's no need to be disappointed, sweetie. Make up for it, I'll pound you so hard and so deep, you'll come without me even touching you. That's the reaction I was looking for, that shy, excited little smile. Stay still, sweetheart. I'm gonna pick you up and lie you down on the bed. Buck, have you been eating enough? You felt a lot lighter than usual. Maybe growing a tentacle wasn't the only thing about me that's changed. I hope you like being carried around, sweetheart, because I think I'm going to do that a lot more often. That got your imagination going, didn't it? Are you fantasizing about being lifted up and taken as I hold you? Maybe later. Right now, I want you on your hands and knees for me. Stick that ass up in the air, too. Good boy. Now, don't move. I need to get the lube. Uh-uh, no whining. I said we were going to take this slow. Here we are. I'll just put a little bit on my fingers. Rub it into your ass. Shh, sweetie, I know it's cold. I know. Such a good boy. Mommy's going to line herself up at your cute little hole, okay? Good boy. Just breathe, breathe for me. Feel your body easing up as I enter you. You're so tight. I can barely push myself in. You think you can take a little more? Keep begging. I'll give you exactly what you've been waiting for. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't. I can't stop from moving my hips. Oh. You tell me. Tell me if that's too much, okay? Oh, this is so much better than using a strap. I can feel your ass squeezing around me, the warmth of your body on me. Never thought I'd like having a tentacle this much. Looks like you're enjoying yourself too. Toes curling up every time I thrust my hips, moan coming out of your lips. Yeah? Does mommy's baby boy like being made into a slut? You waited so patiently for me to come home. You were worried about me, weren't you? All the work I had to deal with, all the stress. You knew I'd want to claim you when I got back. Let all my frustrations on my precious baby boy. Well, you know I hate leaving you. It takes every ounce of will to step out of that door in the morning, knowing I won't see you until it's dark outside, but when I do get home, those whimpers make all that stress disappear. Oh. Tell me, did you play with yourself when I was away? No? You didn't even finger yourself a little? Good puppy. I'm the only one that gets to make you feel good. Your pleasure is mine. Just like that cock in this tight. Ass. God, you look like such a fucking mess right now. And you keep bucking back into me. Do you want mommy to pound you even harder? There's no need to be so loud. I think the neighbors heard that, sweetie. Such a needy little slut. Honestly, what am I gonna do with you? Feel my strong hands grabbing your hips. My tentacle thrusting inside you even deeper. Good boy. Good boy. Let mommy use you like the whore you are. my whore. Oh, I've never fucked you this hard. You're practically going limp in my arms. Don't fade on me yet, darling. Oh, almost there. Oh, I feel my tentacles spasming inside you, pulsing as I get closer. Oh, God. This might make me go insane. These wild thoughts just keep running through my head. I have this weird impulse, like I want to breathe you. My body is just begging to let me go and plant my seed deep inside your little body. Oh, I can't explain it, but I've never needed something so badly. Please, sweetie, tell me how much you need my cum inside you. That you're just a slut waiting to get knocked up by his mommy. Oh, yeah, say it. Oh, good boy. Oh, I'm gonna fill you up. Make it so my cum's leaking out of you for days. Fuck! Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, do it with me, sweetie. Make a mess on the sheets while I breathe you. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, take it, sweetie. Oh, feel me bottoming out in your ass, spurting inside you. Oh, yes. Good boy. Relax, mommy can pull herself out. That was kind of crazy. I mean, it was amazing, but I really meant what I was saying at the end there. Another side effect of the cut, I guess. Makes me wonder, I mean, could I be changing in ways I haven't even noticed? Like, more subtle than a tentacle or a heightened libido? More importantly, could these changes affect other people too? Like you, for example? Shit, I don't really want to think about that right now. Always trying to comfort me, aren't you? I don't know why I haven't put a ring on your finger yet. But whatever happens, I think we'll be okay. Worst case, I just have to go back to the lab and tackle this problem with a fresh set of eyes and without a raging sex drive. And who knows? Change can be good. You should sleep, sweetheart. We both should. I'm too tired to stay up much longer anyway. Yeah, just nuzzle into my chest. I could tell you a little story if you'd like. Probably won't be great since I'm just making it up on the fly, but might get you to sleep that way. Yeah? Alright, then let's see. Once upon a time, there was a lonely dragon who lived in a cave all by herself.